Can I ask you something else related to Genesis?
Right.
If you went back in time, that is, yes, when you first started your career, would you join Genesis again?
Would I join them again? Would I have done it the same way? Yes, I think I would have done it the same way. I still think it was a very good idea at the time. And
does this mean you wouldn't go back now?
I wouldn't go back now, no. I don't believe in taking retrograde steps. I don't think that's really what it's all about. I mean, the vast bulk of the work that I've done has been on my own, although I'm known mainly for what I've done with Genesis. I mean, the work I did with Genesis is... it's very small, the amount of effort put into it, compared with what I've done over the past 4 years on my own, really. I've had to work a lot harder. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's much more, to me, you know, to have a hit album with my own stuff is very different than when people talk about Genesis. It almost seems as if they're talking about, I mean, I can't really draw very good parallels. Maybe one is like when you were still at home, you know, always being known as a child with parents, almost, you know, and then leaving home, which is being on your own. It's almost like that kind of parallel, and frantically important to achieve one's own identity and being seen as a separate person.
Is this what you feel of yourself, or what other people feel of you?
Well, I feel as though I'm vastly more known for something which I can't alter, but I'm always striving to better that, if you like.
And so, if you went back in time, you would have left Genesis again?
Yes, I still would have left Genesis again, yes. I felt that there was no option for me. I mean, the easy path would have been to stay with them, I think, and remained at a certain level of success and be sure of that. You know, I mean, the albums were selling very well at the point when I left, and I knew that was going to continue, but... I just decided that there wasn't the element of risk with that. That I really wanted to see what I could do on my own. I thought I'd be stronger as an individual than as part of a collective, because I have a feeling that collectives dilute individuals. And I still maintain that the best work that's come out of Genesis has been out of the individuals rather than out of the group. I still think that Pete has done his best album since he left Genesis. I think Mike's album was really good. I think Phil's album was great, and I think they all had to sort of work very, very hard to pull those things together. And I'm much more interested in them as individuals than I am as a collective, because I know that as a collective, they resort to type, or as in any long-term relationship with an individual, you know, you are known as. Maybe you have a successful marriage with somebody and she knows you as a nice guy. You know, the person that you divorced from, she knows you as a bastard. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you don't rock the boat. That's what I'm saying. And we're within relationships, so Phil's the drummer and he sings and, you know, and that's what he does, and Tony plays the keyboards. But, you know, I mean, it's much more interesting seeing Phil producing himself and seeing what Phil makes of keyboards. Do you see what I'm saying? And for someone like me to see what I make of drums. Vastly more interesting.
What is your opinion of Phil Collins' personality?
I think it's very good, and I love the drum sound. Love the drum sound. I think it's a very well produced album. I think he meant it. I think there's a lot of feeling in it. And great. I was very pleased to see it do so well.
And your relations with the rest of Genesis now?
Very good. Very good. We've all been together once or twice recently. I've seen Phil 3 times in the past year, if you like. I got married recently. Pete came along to the wedding. The other guys were all going to come along to the wedding, but they got mumps, so I didn't see them. But then I saw them at a party that Mike had just before I came over, about a week ago. So it's very good. But we're not working together, and we're not doing Land Lies Down on Broadway. So I'll scotch that one. So you don't want to ask me any more about Genesis?
No.
No,
I wanted to ask about your old friends. Nows. I have the Soliferium.
Right.
Which one do you prefer of them? Anthony Phillips, Peter Gabriel, Genesis Now, or British Collins, Tony Banks, Macklin. What do you prefer?
What I prefer? I think the best album that's come out has been Pete's. I think Pete's has the most innovative album. Innovative in terms of sounds, etc. But that doesn't mean that I don't like the rest of the work they've done, you know.
I see you played six or seven kinds. What about modern technology on the guitar instruments? I mean, is there really an help for you to choose the main kind of instruments for your creativity? Does it really help for you?
To have a lot of different kinds of instruments to choose from. Sure. Yeah. I think if you're a person who writes on guitar all the time, as I do, and not on a keyboard, then you tend to find you write a different kind of song on an electric guitar. I mean, it's not really a composition instrument, an electric guitar, but an acoustic guitar you can compose things on. Electric's much harder. The guitar synth can be very good because you can create very big sounds on it, which again might be like a keyboard, so that's a good compositional aid, if you like. But the one that I like most of all is just a nylon guitar. I find it's the most versatile of all of them. I find that the tone, you know, you can, if you play it properly, you know, a nylon guitar can be as mellow as a cello, or it can be as sharp as a harpsichord. There's a lot of qualities of the acoustic guitar. I play some acoustic guitar, yeah.
Steve, can you tell me something about the musicians who grow up with guitar playing? I mean, the old band, the new bands coming from the new age.
Yeah.
Is there any musicians you like the first much?
I did enjoy it. Now, this is in 1977, I saw Devo, and I saw them before they had a record deal, and I thought their show was extremely well developed, and although I didn't think that they were great musicians, I thought they were using their instruments in a new way, and I thought that out of all the bands that have been called New Wave, a very few actually deserve the title, and I think they're one of the bands that that do. I also like the Tubes, although they're very different from anything that I do, because, again, I think their stage show is so well developed, and I enjoy that very much. And I think some of the new songs that they've done have been very, very good. So I enjoy the Tubes, also for their humour as well. I like that very much. So those are the bands that, out of all the new stuff, I mean, I can't say that I'm that over the moon about anything else, really, you know, that's been I did like the first Christopher Cross album. I liked that because I thought it was very well sung, very well produced. Sailing, I liked Sailing, things like that. I thought it was very nice.
You ever thought of playing a solo album?
A solo album?
Yeah, improvised music.
Improvised? Yeah. Just on guitar?
Yeah.
Well, I've got... Yes, I've got the idea of doing an acoustic album. I've got some of it recorded already. Just solo acoustic guitar, and I hope to release it sometime, not too long, but something that I'm working on over a period of time, because all the pieces really are kind of timeless on it. It's not something which is going to be in fashion one week and out of fashion the next. It's something that I'm always going to be doing a certain kind of acoustic music, and the time when it's released, it doesn't matter if it's in a year's time or in 10 years' time, as long as the pieces are all exquisite. They've all got to be marvellous. So it's an album that might take 5-10 years, or it might take 1 year. I don't know, but I don't want to rush it. It's the kind of album that, with an acoustic guitar, I mean, there's a lot of people that make acoustic guitar albums that they have fantastic technique. I mean, there are marvellous guitarists. I mean, I don't know if the tour came here with Paco de Lucia and John McLaughlin and Al Di Meola. And there you have guys who are technically right at the top. But for me personally, I find something lacking in that style, although it's superb technically. I find that I like melodies, and a great melody isn't written every 5 minutes, you know. Great melodies, and I'm a great fan, if you like, of Segovia, the way Segovia uses the guitar, a very much more measured approach, a very mellow thing, and it's a very lasting kind of thing. So when I do something, I hope that the melodies would be most important to me. Most important that someone goes away with a memory of it, not just goes away with a memory of some guy playing the notes fast, you know. Would be a pity, because there's, you know, if you concentrate on that, there's always someone faster as a guitarist, you know, there's always someone who can technically beat the pants off you, but I don't see it like, it shouldn't be too much like sport, really, you know, it shouldn't be too much like the high jump or the mile, like a competition. And it tends to get into that, doesn't it? Right at the top, you know, people think that's marvellous, but the element of competitiveness about it should disappear, really.
Speaking of what produced the albums,
yeah.
What has been your role as a producer of this album?
My role as a producer?
Yes. I see you co-produced it with Nick and John.
The role, I think, the main role of a producer is to get the best performance out of the people that are performing themselves. And you never get the best performance out of someone unless they're happy with what they did themselves. You know, it's at the point where the musician, if you like, it's like an actor maybe, you know, an actor and a director. You know, if an actor shoots a scene and the director is really happy with it, he thinks that's great, but the actor says, I think I can do one more. I think I've got a better one in me. It's being allowed to do that, you know, that you allow someone to try it once more themselves. And there's a lot of democracy in production. I mean, there has to be. There's a lot of give and take. But I think a producer can add a lot as well, because a producer can tell someone when, for instance, for a singer, it's very hard when you're singing to be able to tell whether you're doing a good performance or not. And very often you have to rely on someone else, because when you're singing into headphones, very often you can't hear yourself very clearly, and you don't really know. You don't have a true picture of what's coming out. And so when I work with, I mean, do you know Randy Crawford? I don't know if she's very popular here, but she sang on "Please Don't Touch," and it took a long time to put together the vocal on it, because she did it, and I wasn't happy with it. You know, we had to do it again and again and again, and I couldn't really tell her what I was after. I just knew that it wasn't making it. So, in a way, I had to sort of push her and push her and push her to the point whereby she was totally exasperated and about to kill me. But we got a fantastic performance in the end, and she was happy with it, you know? And I was happy with it, but she didn't know if she could do it. I mean, I didn't have any words left to describe what I wanted. I just said, I'm sorry, I just want something really magical. I want something really magical, and I'd really like to try it again. So sometimes you don't always know what you're looking for, but you're kind of a catalyst, maybe.
Ritenete che il trattato recentemente esauriente? Ci salutiamo, se avete altre domande molto volentieri. Tra parentesi vorrei segnalarvi che il suo album, dopo solo 2 settimane di pubblicazione in Inghilterra, è al 14° posto in classifica. Solo per bassa informazione. Mi chiedono di ciao, position in
Inghilterra. In England? Oh, yeah.
In Italia?
In Italia è uscito lunedì scorso, quindi non abbiamo nessun tipo di segnalazione da poter.
In Italy it's number 3 million in the charts. Yeah.
Hope it does a little bit better.
Yes, I mean, I'm only joking.